Good evening. You might be seated. Thank you. As we come to worship tonight, I'd like to read from Psalm 42. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night, while men say to me all day long, "Where is your God?" These things I remember as I poured out my soul, how I used to go with a multitude leading the procession to the house of God, with shouts of joy, thanksgiving among the festive throng. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. My soul is downcast within me, therefore I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from Mount Sinai or Mizar. Deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls. All your waves and breakers have swept over me. By day the Lord directs his love. At night his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? My bones suffer mortal agony as my foes taunt me, saying to me all day long, "Where is your God? Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." If this is your testimony tonight, if your spirit is downcast, certainly it has been a testimony of someone who is sitting here tonight. Maybe God just touched him today and he is not in that state. But all of us who have gone through this and have called out to the Lord God, he comes through and he delivers us. He doesn't want us to sit where there is our hearts are burdened or we are downcast, because he is our God and he is our Savior. As we come to worship him tonight with our songs, may we reflect on the songs we sing and even the word we read, even the prayers, even our brothers will pray. Open your ears and hear how they pray, and then you may get caught up with that and also say your prayers. It's good to see you back, Jim, for a long time. Welcome back to your place and to your people. So we certainly have missed your fellowship, you and Bridget, but certainly we have been praying for you. And as we come tonight, we don't have musicians, but we have been using our voices and to sing. So let us enter into the court of our God with singing. So let us rise together and declare Jesus to reign. Jesus shall reign where the sun does his excessive journeys run. His kingdom stretch from shore to shore, till moons shall rise and set no more. For him shall endless prayer be made, and praises throng to crown his head. His name like sweet perfume shall rise with every morning sacrifice. People and realms of every tongue dwell on his love with sweetest song. An infant voices shall proclaim their early blessings on his name. Blessings abound wherever he reigns. The prisoner leaps to lose his chains. The weary find eternal rest, and all the sons of want are blessed. Let every creature rise and bring peculiar honors to our King. Angels descend with songs again, and earth repeat the long amen. Please be seated. Don, why you don't lead us in prayer? Thank you.
Let's join together in prayer. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this lovely song of praise that we've been able to sing, that Jesus shall reign. And Lord, we thank you that you are sovereign God, ruling over this whole world. And we thank you that we can come together this evening to honour you, to worship you, to lift your name high. And Lord, we thank you for the lovely Psalm 42 that we were led in. Put your hope in God. And Lord, we want to put our hope in you tonight as we come to worship you. And we thank you that we have hope in you, Lord Jesus, because of all that you've done for us on the cross. And our hope is in heaven. Our hope is in you who are ruling and reigning. And we just give you thanks for the blessing of being here tonight. Lord, we confess that we come to you as sinners. We come to you in weakness. And we pray, Lord, that you'll meet us. We pray, Lord, that you'll forgive us for listening to wrong thoughts. We pray that you'll forgive us for our words and our deeds which have missed the mark. And yet we thank you for your precious blood, Lord Jesus, that washes us clean. And we ask as we worship together tonight that you will be at the center of our thoughts and our hearts, and that we will know the release of your Holy Spirit among us. And we join to pray the prayer that you've given us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Half of the session, I extend a warm welcome to everyone here tonight. Now, we have a prayer meeting at 6 a.m. Monday to Saturday, and on Wednesday night at 8 p.m. on Zoom. Everyone is encouraged to join in the blessing of these times, lifting our hearts to God in prayer. The link to these meetings are in the service sheet. Discipleship groups. We have many discipleship groups and take place throughout the week. These are times of spiritual growth and fellowship with brothers and sisters in Christ. Everyone is encouraged to join a group and know the blessing. Ladies' coffee. The ladies meet for coffee, prayer and spiritual connection down at the Clayton Rec Centre every Thursday at 9:30 a.m. All ladies are most welcome to attend this time. Mums, Tums and Little Ones and the playgroup. Our playgroup meets on each Friday at 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. for all mums, dads, excuse me, grandparents and their preschool children. We offer fun activities, fellowship songs and story with a cuppa moment for parents to build up households in the godly raising of children. If you know anyone who would benefit from ministry, encourage them to come. And our membership classes will commence next Sunday, the 16th of June at church over a BYO lunch and continue for the next 4 weeks. Please speak to Pastor Michael Jensen or Pastor Lampaul Gack if you are interested in becoming a member here at St Andrews. A memory verse. This is a wonderful ministry in our church during the service for the children. Please pray about being a part of this ministry. Speak to Rishi or Madra and Adaraja if you wish to join the ministry or for more information. The CNN committee, Living as if Truth Matters. The PCV Church and Nation Committee is holding a colloquium from July the 12th to the 13th to encourage Christians to be bold for Christ in our days. A flyer is on the entrance table for you, on the table, and you are all encouraged to register for this special event. Now, I don't know, Alison, do you want to say anything about Day Spring and Rock?
As I said this morning, PWMU are having their annual Day Spring Day on the first Wednesday of the July school holidays, which is Wednesday the 3rd of July at Geelong West Presbyterian Church. It is free, but registrations are required by the 24th of this month. So if you wanted to go, let me know and I can give you all the details. And I had a little helper this morning to announce that Rock is doing something new. Rock is having a mission in September. The first week of the school holidays, from the 24th to the 27th of September, and we're looking for a team. So if anybody is interested in joining the Rock team, I had one person come up to me after church this morning and said that they wanted to be on the team. I said, good. Please come and see me and I'll answer all your questions.
Thank you, Alison. And other notices are inside your service sheet for you to be aware of what's going on at Clayton. And the website, you can also visit St Andrews Church website at standrewsclayton.org.au to keep up to date with the latest information and to listen to sermons you may have missed or wish to hear again. And we're going to pray for the offering. So let's bow our heads and pray. Father, we thank you that you are the great provider. You provide everything that we need and you provide, Lord, for all this church, all the needs of this church. And we thank you for this. And we thank you for these lovely buildings and we thank you, Lord, for all the offerings that have been received and over a period of time and particularly this week and also in the weeks ahead. And we pray, Lord, that this money will be used wisely by the Board of Management to advance the kingdom of God. And we pray, Lord, please help us to give generously, but also to pray for the board, that the board will have wisdom about how to minister these funds. And Lord, we pray for the board meeting that's on tomorrow week on the I think it's the 17th of June. Lord, we pray that you'll bless the board and give them wisdom, and Lord, we thank you for all your goodness towards us. We pray these things, Jesus, in your name. Amen. The first reading is found in 1 Kings, and it's chapter 4, and we're reading from verses 1 to 34. Oh, I've got the wrong glasses on. Never mind, we'll see how we go. So King Solomon ruled over all Israel, And these were his chief officials: Azariah, son of Zadok the priest, Elihoref, and Ahijah, sons of Shisha, and secretaries, Jehoshaphat, son of Aulad, recorder, Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, commander-in-chief, Zadok and Abiathar, priests, Azariah, son of Nathan, in charge of the district officers, Zabed, son of Nathan, a priest and personal advisor to the king, Aosha, in charge of the palace, Adoniram, son of Abda, in charge of forced labour. Solomon also had 12 district governors over all Israel who supplied provisions for the king and the royal household. Each one had to provide supplies for 1 month in the year. These are their names: Ben-Hur in the hill country of Ephraim, Ben-Decher in Machaz, Shalabim, Beth-Shemesh, and Elon-Bethanan, Ben-Hazel in Arabath, Succo, and all the land of Haifa were his. Ben Abinadab in Naphoth Dor, he was married to Tapath, daughter of Solomon. Baana, son of Ahiud, in Tanakh and Megiddo, and in all of Beth Shan next to Zarathan, below Jezreel, from Beth Shan to Abel Meholah across to Jokmeam. Ben Geber in Ramoth Gilead, the settlements of Jez, son of Manasseh in Gilead, were his, as well as the district of Agob in Bashan, and its six large walled cities with bronze gate bars. Ahinadab, son of Iddo in Mahanaim, Ahimaaz in Naphtali, he had married Basmath, daughter of Solomon, Baana, son of Hoshai in Asher and Aloth, Jehoshaphat, son of Perua in Issachar, Shimei, son of Elah in Benjamin, Geba, son of Uri in Gilead, the country of Sihon, king of the Amorites, and the country of Og, king of Bashan. He was the only governor over the district. The people of Judah and Israel were as numerous as the sand on the seashore. They ate, they drank, and they were happy. And Solomon ruled over all the kingdoms from the river to the land of the Philistines, as far as the border of Egypt. These countries bore tribute and were Solomon's subjects all his life. Solomon's daily provisions were 30 cores of fine flour and 60 cores of meal, 10 head of stall-fed cattle, 20 of pastured-fed cattle, and 100 sheep and goats, as well as deer, gazelles, roebucks, and choice fowl. For he ruled over all the kingdoms west of the river from Tipsah to Gaza, and had peace on all sides. During Solomon's lifetime, Judah and Israel from Dan to Bathsheba lived in safety, each man under his own vine and fig tree. Solomon had 4,000 stalls for chariots, horses, and 12,000 horses. The district officers, each in his month, supplied provisions for King Solomon and all who came to the king's table. They saw to it that nothing was lacking. They also brought to the proper place their quotas of barley and straw for the chariot horses and the other horses. God gave Solomon wisdom and very great insight, and a breadth of understanding as measureless as the sand on the seashore. Solomon's wisdom was greater than the wisdom of all the men of the East, and greater than all the wisdom of Egypt. He was wiser than any other man, including Etham the Ezrahite, wiser than Heman, Chalcol, and Darda, the sons of Mahol, and his fame spread to all the surrounding nations. He spoke 3,000 proverbs, and his songs numbered 1,005. He described plant life from the cedar of Lebanon to the hyssop that grows out of walls. He also taught about animals and birds, reptiles and fish. Men of all nations came to listen to Solomon's wisdom sent by all the kings of the world who had heard of his wisdom. And the New Testament reading is found in Corinthians. It's the first book of Corinthians, chapter 16, verses 1 to 18. Now, about the collection for God's people, do what I told the Galatian churches to do. On the first day of every week, each one of you should set aside a sum of money in keeping with his income, saving it up so that when I come to when I come, no collections will have to be made. Then when I arrive, I will give letters of introduction to the men you approve and send them with your gift to Jerusalem. If it seems advisable for me to go also, they will accompany me. After I go through Macedonia, I will come to you, for I will be going through Macedonia. Perhaps I will stay with you a while, or even spend the winter so that you can help me on my journey. Wherever I go, I do not want to see you now and make only a passing visit. I hope to spend some time with you, if the Lord permits. But I will stay on at Ephesus until Pentecost, because of a great door of effective work has opened to me, and there are many who oppose me. If Timothy comes, see to it that he has nothing to fear while he is with you, for he is carrying on the work of the Lord, just as I am. No one, then, should refuse to accept him. Send him on his way in peace, so that he may return to me. I'm expecting him along with the brothers. Now, about our brother Apollos, I strongly urge him to go to you with the brothers. He was quite unwilling to go now, but he will go when he has the opportunity. Be on your guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be men of courage. Be strong. Do everything in love. You know that the household of Stephanas were the first converts in Acacia, and they have devoted themselves to the service of the saints. I urge you, brothers, to submit to such as these and to everyone who joins in the work and labours at it. I was glad when Stephanas, Fortunatus and Achaeus arrived, because they have supplied what was lacking from you, for they refreshed my spirit and yours also. Such deserve recognition. Thank the Lord for his word. Amen. Now I think we're going to have another song of praise. Sorry? Can I lead you? I don't think so. I don't think I have those gifts.
It's a beautiful song. Let us stand together. This song reminds me of our friend Warwick Davidson. Whenever he comes to us many years ago, he would sing this song. And it's a beautiful song of praise. Let us go. My faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear me while I pray. Take all my guilt away. Oh, let me from this day be holy thine. Thy rich grace impart strength to my fainting heart. My zeal inspire, as thou hast died for me. Oh, may my love to thee pure, warm, and changeless be, a living farm. While love's dark maze I tread, and griefs around me spread, be thou my guide. Be darkness turned to day, wipe sorrow's tears away. Nor let me ever stray from thee aside. When ends life's passing dream, when death's cold threatening stream shall o'er me roll, bless Saviour then in love, fear and distrust remove. Oh, lift me safe above a ransomed soul. Be seated, thank you. I think these words would be the words of Sarah Yat, my brother's wife, who went to be with the Lord last night. It was a tough time. Reverend Sholiat had to come all the way from Alice Springs. She has suffered so long, for so long, hospital for nearly 6 months, over 6 months treatment, and yet she passed on last night. We pray for Catherine Yat. She has suffered as well with her, bearing all the brunt of the responsibilities and the love she showed, and that is because of the covenant she entered into with Reverend Sholiat, who lived with her really faithfully, and as a wife and husband, and she herself, a Dinka girl, who is a Christian, coming into union with Shol, who is a Christian, and embracing Shol's family as her own family, giving a good witness to the way a Christian should live. And so I thank God for her witness, and also Reverend Shol is in faith as well. And we have been really going through this together in a loving way, and also a way that is honoring to Christ. My brother Kurt also is in faith. It's tough for three children left behind. Her eldest, Nang, she's year 12 this year. Kamush, year 9. And then Goldeng is in year 8. Year 7, I think. So, yeah, the whole family is in faith, and so we ask you to continue to pray. Now it's a time to do testimonies, and I will lead in praying for my family. And please feel free to come up and pray, or even to share a testimony of encouragement from the Lord to you. Or if there is a burden for you to bring before the Lord. The Lord is so gracious. He wants to bless us. He has blessed us certainly this morning, and also he wants to go on blessing us. So regardless of what we may be going through, he is just pouring out his blessings upon us. So I'd like to lead us in prayer. Ref Gore also is a man who used to come to our midst here. Also, he passed away over 2 weeks ago in the city, and now we are trying to wait for his brother, Uth Gore, who is trying to come all the way from Ethiopia. And the coroner and the police departments and others are trying to help him come out so that he can bury his brother, who is a single man, lovely man, but defeated by his singleness and the things that he was facing. And so we are waiting to see how we continue to go. So a few deaths in the community now. Shol Bull is a man who used to go to Dromana Mornington, so his eldest daughter also passed away last night. So, yeah, there are needs in the community. Rath, certainly we miss him. He's a very lovely man. He comes to our midst a few times, and I think even Don could remember him and a few others. He comes occasionally. But from last year, September, when I was traveling
extensively for the needs of the family, so I lost a bit of contact with him. Yeah, I'd like to pray. Yeah, God, our Father, you are a good Father. Good, good, good Father. We thank you that, Lord, you have shown us your fatherhood by sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to bring us to you. And today, Lord God, in this place, we can testify to the love of God, our Heavenly Father, in our hearts through the work of the Holy Spirit, opening our eyes to our deepest need to confess Christ as our Lord, our Mediator, the one who is able to bring us to the Father, and that we will be in the house forever and ever. No one can take us away from this, Lord, heritage, this, Lord, inheritance. So we thank you for this. So, Lord, we acknowledge, too, that we are living in a broken world, and that death is still around, but we thank you that it is a defeated foe. He has been defeated on the cross of Calvary, and as our Lord Jesus Christ has promised, that those who put their trust in him, even if they die, they shall rise again, for he himself is the resurrection. Lord, I thank you for my family. I thank you for my brother, Kurt. I thank you for the life of Sarah Yat. We thank you, Lord, for her children. Thank you for Sholiat and Lord and Catherine. Thank you, Lord our God, for the faith that you have given them, all these groups. So, Lord, continue to comfort, continue to bless. Lord, continue to strengthen in their bodies and their minds to look to you, our God, and to give thanks for the life that this young woman has lived in our midst, giving a good testimony on how to bring up her children. Thank you that she brought them up, Lord, properly, and also attaching them to the church, and they are all, Lord God, going to church and praying and trusting Jesus. So thank you for her witness. So, Lord our God, we continue to pray also for Ruth Gore in Ethiopia. You open door for him to come into this country to help lay to rest the body of his brother. So, God, our Father, you are a good God. You are sovereign over all the affairs of the world. You, Lord, give. You can give grace. Lord, you can give people favor in the eyes of people in positions of authority. Help us, Lord, to listen to the Holy Spirit and teach us how to intercede and pray. Father in heaven, where there is a need in the Sudanese community for a breakthrough, Lord God, in helping young people, Lord God, breaking out of their bondages, Lord God, and addictions of substances. And so, Lord, Father in heaven, we pray that you raise up, Lord God, men and women of God who are anointed and filled with the Holy Spirit and faith, oh Lord God, standing on the word and the promises of God, that we can resist Satan and he can flee from us, that we can go and heal the sick and deliver those who are under the bondages of Satan. God, our Father, help us to exercise our faith, and Lord, in a way that is worthy of your name. Lord God, your name is not carnal. The power of the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, are able to demolish the force of the darkness. So, Lord our God, enable us all to walk in faith and to walk in holiness, to walk in love, so that we might be, Lord, sharpen, Lord God, instruments in the hands of the mighty God. So, Lord our God, just we thank you. Thank you. We bless you, Lord. And we pray for Sholbul also, who is mourning the death of his daughter. Comfort him as well, Lord, and just be gracious to him. And bless many people today who are very sympathetic to all the families who are going through this hard time. We thank you for their true sympathy and their love and support, O God, our Father. May we continue to be loving and kind, and Lord, and to stand by those who are mourning, and also even rejoice with those who are rejoicing. For I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good evening, everyone. So I just wanted to share a quick testimony, and I did want to pray for revival as well. But so on last Monday, I was just driving to work, and just this thought popped up into my mind about like how I was like looking at, like earlier in my faith, I was watching all these testimonies, and particular testimonies were just placed in my heart for some reason, like just remembering the ones about how there are people who are into New Age and they're practicing, they're doing all these psychedelic drugs and doing this weird spirituality and all that, and trying to do all that weird stuff and encountering like all these demonic forces, and then they found Jesus and that saved them. So I was just I had that fresh in my mind while I was just driving to work, and then I just didn't know why I had those thoughts. I'm like, that's odd, but okay, I'll just take note of it. So as I just got to my desk, started opening my computer, for some reason I opened up my book and I just started writing about the Holy Spirit and just said, this is who the Holy Spirit is, this and that. And then I heard Warren just, he's still lost, so I'm praying that he is found. So he started saying things like, oh, I think Christianity is, there's this hidden meaning about it. I think there are all these people who took psychedelic drugs and they created this religion, and the Bible's about all this sort of stuff. And I thought, hang on, this person's now coming up with blasphemy. So I just said straight up, look, there's a simplicity and there's a complexity to the Bible, but the truth is that the world was created for us to love. As Jesus has said, that the greatest commandment is to love the Lord with all your heart and to love another. And he started taking that to heart, and he just kept, he was talking to another colleague about this, like this, he thinks that Jesus like is someone that was sent and he did all these psychedelic drugs, which is completely wrong. But I felt like, I think that's why on that drive to work, I was placing that in my heart, that the testimonies about people taking psychedelic drugs and finding Jesus, I felt compelled to share that with Warren, that, hang on, this is the truth. But what I'm realizing now is that it's not just me that could bring him to the truth, it's God himself. Because I remembered in my testimony, like just finding the Lord, that Moira was sharing about her faith and I was denying her, and she was talking about the truth of the Bible, but it's God ultimately who brings people to the truth. So just wanted to pray that God's going to bring revival, God's going to bring people to the truth, that God is going to open people's hearts away from these sort of deceptions that people are under. So let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for who you are. Thank you for your work on the cross, and thank you for revealing yourself through your word, Lord, that you are the risen King, Lord, that you are working on earth, and that you have given us your Holy Spirit so that we can be a witness to you, Lord. Lord, let us be bold in professing the truth, Lord, and leading people to the truth, living that truth. Give us that strength to live that truth, that the evil one wants us to be discouraged in living that truth. But there is a truth in living in love, Lord, to love you with all our heart, our soul, our mind, our body. So let us live a life of love and lead people to the truth, Lord. Lord, I just pray that there is revival in this nation, that there's so many forces in this world that's leading people away from, leading people into wicked deceptions, Lord. So, Lord, I just pray that you bring revival. There's, as we discussed yesterday in discipleship group, that there is a force against the family unit as well, Lord. Lord God, I just pray that you will raise up godly families. There's just a need for people, young adults, people to raise up young families. Especially, I wanted to also pray for Alistair and Judy, who I pray that you bless them with a child, Lord, because we just need more godly people to raise up godly children. We need revival in this nation. We need people just to turn their hearts to you, Lord, to soften their hearts and to live a life in truth. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I'd like to pray for Bridgie, who's still testing positive to COVID. And then I'd like to share a testimony that came to mind as we're meeting tonight. Heavenly Father, I thank you for Bridgie. I thank you that she's largely well but still testing positive. I pray that you'll heal her completely and set her free to be able to mix freely, both in this church community and wherever you have us be this week. So we just thank you for your hand upon us, and we thank you for that you've guided us every step along the way. You've amazingly opened doors, and you've done amazing things with us and through us and guided us by your Spirit. And I thank you for the many prayers of people here as we've been away for this 4 and a bit weeks, and we just pray that you'll continue to lead us all by your Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. The testimony that comes to mind was one about the Aboriginal communities near Haast Bluff. There's 4 related communities there, and where the cross has been raised. And I was listening to a story about the time when there was a lot of petrol sniffing. Petrol sniffing, we haven't heard in the news for some time now, but there was petrol sniffing, especially amongst children, and it was causing brain damage and all sorts of devastation in communities. They had a sing-along in the community, and I don't fully understand the sing-alongs, but they are times where God's presence is tangible and he meets with his people. And I need to know more about it, and I think it'd be good for us to learn more about how God involves himself in sing-alongs. They had a sing-along, and the presence of God was amongst the people in this sing-along, and the young kids were all over the place, everywhere around the community, and some of them saw a vision of a big hand coming and gathering them up and brought them along to this sing-along. Petrol sniffing ceased after that time. A sovereign work of grace of God. And we had it in the media for maybe a few years, and it suddenly disappeared. We didn't think twice about it, but God sovereignly delivered these communities. What went on in the communities? What cries from the heart went on? What prayers were going on? We don't know, but God is working in different ways in different places on earth, and we need to be attuned to what God is doing. We need to be those that understand the times that we live in. It talks about that in Chronicles. Be those that are bold and courageous and understand the times that we're living and do what God calls us to do. And I'd like to pray that that God will shine his light upon us and open us to his purposes now, that we may know what is going on and can be intercessory in prayer in ways that are effective. So I'd like to pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that your ways are beyond our understanding apart from when you reveal them to us. And we acknowledge that we lack wisdom and we lack understanding, and we need you to come to us, and we need you to reveal to us how we can join with you and pray. And we pray that you'll uncover the works of darkness that you want us to be interceding about in prayer, and where you've shown us the way of victory to tear down strongholds and to have victory through the name and blood of Jesus, we pray that we won't be vacant in our understanding, but that you'll guide us directly so that we know how to pray, and that you'll put things on our hearts and minds that we can join together in effective prayer for each other, for our church here, for our nation, for Christian communities both here and elsewhere in the world. We pray that you'll make us aware of the times that we live in, and give us understanding of these times so that we're not deceived. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah,
Jim, thank you for bringing that up. Actually, that is what is needed. And that was what I was sharing with Teresa today, if leaders really come in one accord and really with true hunger for the true work of God, we will see a lot of kids really within the Sudanese, South Sudanese community being delivered really from that. I remember there was a night I was, one Saturday I was praying with Pastor Wajo and at his house in Dandenong North, and we were praying. When we started to pray for the young people, word couldn't come out from my mouth. I was just groaning from inside and I was just weeping. And then we finished praying around 8:30, maybe 2 a.m. So there was a big car accident where 8 children from South Sudan, young people, had a car accident, a terrible car accident on Princes Highway there. 8 of them, they came out unscratched, all of them. And the car was really total loss and everything. And we were amazed. You see, we were amazed. I believe that went on, even when we prayed. I went to my house and I was up to maybe 1:30, just like thinking about that and praying. So it will take the work of God to take hold of some leaders. And the good thing is, like, instead of thinking, Lord, raise up someone, who say, Lord, why you don't touch me, that I might be a part of what is happening. So I'd like to pray this short prayer. Lord, I pray for myself that you deliver me from any work that will hinder, Lord, your purposes through me. Lord, if it is your will that I, Lord, I be privileged enough to be used to help these young people see Christ and come to, Lord God, to deliverance and to salvation. Even as Jim has just shared with us, to come to the sing-along and have the hand of God bringing them along and be delivered from all the work of darkness. Father in heaven, there are many people crying this cry. Lord, within the Southern Sudanese community, pray that for those who have come to know your salvation, that you anoint them more and more, and that you give them heart and desire and vision, Lord, to go about declaring Christ to these young people. For I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Just feel so, what you shared is absolutely true. We had two young men in this church who, from godly families, who walked away from God, Thomas Wentworth and Peter Drummond, and the other young people around them, they were very burdened for that, and their parents obviously. And there was a sing-along night, basically, held on a Friday night here, and one in that space over there. And I wasn't at this particular one, but my son James told me about what happened. They began singing, and then the Spirit came onto them, and they began weeping for these two young men. They just wept and wept for them. And they both came to Jesus Christ. They both turned to Jesus. I remember Rosie Langford was in that meeting, actually, and she told me about it too. She said it was God was there. And it just shows, you know, what you just shared about sing-along. You know, the Lord dwells on the praises of his people. You could feel it this morning as we sang with the children. You know, he dwells on the praises of his people. And God can do way more than what we can imagine. I'd like to pray, Lord Jesus, we don't know, but you know the right way, the right path for us to take. And Jesus, I just pray that you will move among us. You will do new things to establish us on the right path. And where our adversary, the devil, is just pouring out contempt and attacks, and Lord, equip us with the weapons of the warfare that we might be effective in seeing your kingdom come. I pray for this, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
can we rise together and we sing. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Us and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open unto you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Be seated and please turn to the next person and say hello while I'm grabbing water. Let me pray before I turn to God's word. Father in heaven, we thank you for the written word before us. We thank you that it is the divine word of God given to us by which we can know you and also know ourselves and know the way of salvation. Father in heaven, we pray that your Holy Spirit will enable us tonight to grasp what, Lord, you are saying to us. So enable us to take it and, Lord, and appropriate it and Lord, and apply it, Lord God, in our lives, that we might please you and that we might grow in wisdom and knowledge of you. Father in heaven, thank you for the fellowship we have tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.